After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/beherenow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BeHereNow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BeHereNow.
You know, typically when we're uncomfortable or something is difficult, we want to think our way out of it. We want to feel better, you know, and that's natural. It's totally natural. There's nothing wrong with that. Yet what we see is the growth and the deep knowing of the experience gets missed, or it can get missed.
Welcome to the Be Here Now guest podcast. This series features a collection of teachings and conversations centered around mindfulness, spiritual growth, and living a life in balance. Each week, our diverse network of guest teachers and hosts offer up wisdom and practices from a different spiritual path and perspective. If you'd like to support the podcast, please visit BeHereNowNetwork.com/donate.
Good morning. Hope you rested well, and if not, that's okay too, right? We'll talk about that a little. But from my retreat experience, whether you know it or not, your body is settling. Your mind might soon. But this morning I want to follow up a bit on some of what I talked about last night and this practice of connecting to the body, knowing the body, coming home to the body. I read this article a couple weeks ago about a university instructor, an art teacher, who took her students to museums. And one of her assignments was they were to pick one piece of art and they had to sit in front of it for 4 hours. So not to move, not to get bored of that piece of art. You know, because instinctually we see something, and these students reported that after 5 minutes they felt like they'd seen it, right? And they were ready to move on to the next one. But what happened when they stayed for 4 whole hours was they saw color and depth and vibrancy and layers that they wouldn't have seen if they had moved on. And so often we do that with our experiences, right? We might have an experience, whether it's difficult or wonderful, and feel like we know it, we've done it, and moved on to the next thing, either because the world distracts us or we distract ourselves. And so often this practice asks us to stay the 4 hours and keep seeing, keep listening, keep looking, keep knowing, getting truly and deeply intimate with our experience. And we can't really do that if we're trying to think our way through or out of something. You know, typically when we're uncomfortable or something is difficult, we want to think our way out of it. We want to feel better, you know, and that's natural. It's totally natural. There's nothing wrong with that. Yet what we see is the growth and the deep knowing of the experience gets missed, or it can get missed. So this morning, and for today, hopefully you'll take on some body practices, and we'll walk through right now some of the things in the first foundation of mindfulness that I talked about. So first, really, posture. You know, what is your... I see some people suddenly sitting up real straight. and the knowing that, like I said, knowing that if you're sitting, know that you're sitting. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be rigid and tight and straight, and no one's getting graded or judged here. You might be judging yourself, but we're not judging you. So really, just what posture are you in right now? So we know we're sitting. Does your posture feel supportive and stable? Oftentimes through retreat, you know, we need to find that just right spot, that spot that's not too tight and rigid, and call it upright but not uptight, right? So not too tight and rigid. Enough ease in your body where you're not in struggle constantly with your posture, where you don't have too much pain. And chairs are perfectly spiritual. Like, because we're on a floor does not make us more spiritual. So just know that if you, if a chair would be more supportive, please do that for yourself. Again, we're listening to our bodies. It helps if you're sitting on a floor to not put all of the weight in your spine. So to have your knees kind of, we're tripoding in a way, right? So your knees, your legs can take some of the weight off of your spine. And your head just gently placed on your shoulders. So it doesn't have to feel super rigid. And you can work with it over time. Oftentimes on retreat, people will suddenly have a kingdom around them of cushions and blankets and all the things that to support, and that's okay. So if you need something under your knees, please, you know, feel free to grab something. If there isn't any more, let us know, and we'll maybe grab some from people that aren't using them. So just find something, and if you're in a chair, helpful to not lean back too much into the chair, but to really, and it looks like most of you are, have something behind your back so that you can, your spine can support you, not your only your lower back, which often happens when we lean back. So this posture, when sitting, know you're sitting. And it's okay to adjust. You know, it's okay to do that. Just know why you're doing it. Often in our posture, we will adjust to get that just right spot, right? Thinking that anything in life is comfortable. And what we realize is this is the microcosmic experience of our lives. If I just break up with that person, if I just leave that job, if I just move to another city, right? Like the ways that we adjust our lives, hoping that, and sometimes that's accurate and a lot of wisdom, and sometimes it's just a way of distracting ourselves. So watch why you're changing your posture, if you're changing your posture. And sometimes to just stay there and notice the discomfort. It's like, okay, that's okay. I can do the discomfort. That's fine. And then when you're ready, you can close your eyes if that is comfortable for you, if that works for you. If not, you can just soften your gaze. Just a few, maybe a foot in front of you. And just right now, checking out being in your body. Fully, completely in your body. This posture. Feeling your sits bones on the chair or the cushion. Feeling the contact. Maybe there's a pressure. Feeling the bend of your legs. Really knowing the placement of your hands. In contact with your legs or your lap or the chair. Just knowing what your body is doing right now. What is this posture? And with this level of curiosity, like the art teacher and her students, just staying right here. We don't need to move on to the next thing. What is it like to sit in this room? And boredom might arise, or your interest might get pulled elsewhere. But a lot of our mindfulness practice is the intentional quality of attention. The intentional quality of attention. What am I paying attention to intentionally right now? So training the mind to stay present with home, with your body. What is the experience of being in this posture of sitting actually feel like? The depth, texture, the color, this piece of art that you're sitting in, that you live in. And then now here, direct this intentional quality of attention to breathing. And you don't need to change it or do anything other than receive each breath. The inhale and the exhale will happen all on their own. But what we might notice or pay attention to is the quality of that breath. Maybe it's long or short, deep or shallow, cool or warm. Whatever it is totally fine. Just paying attention to your breath in this moment. And it will change. And that's okay too. We just watch. We observe this breath. And something else to pay attention to in this body. The practice of the elements. So recognizing, noticing, do you feel coolness or warmth on your skin? Feeling the movement of air through the nostrils, the back of the throat, the trachea, the lungs. Paying attention to that movement. Feeling the solidity of your body, the parts that are connecting with the earth. And as the mind picks something up and wants to run with it, that's okay. But see if you can then redirect, again, this intentional quality of attention that we're learning to develop. When you notice your thinking, come back into your body, your posture, your breathing, this elemental quality. And maybe there's some emotional content that arises. See what it's like instead of moving into the mind and thinking through it. See what it's like just to feel it. What is this sensation of grief or worry, or joy, or pleasure, or calmness? What is this? Don't need to think about it. What does it feel like? Perhaps there too is a texture, a color, a vibration. Maybe it moves and grows and changes. But let your body hold the wisdom. No need to narrate or storytell. And no need to rush anything. Just right here. Right here. Like if you were holding an egg that's ready to hatch. We know if we prematurely break it open, it could be harmful to the chick. So that too with our hearts, with our bodies. There's nothing to rush, but holding ourselves, holding our experience. Right here in this moment. Allow your belly to soften, your shoulders to drop, your jaw to loosen. If you've drifted off into remembering or planning or futuring, totally okay. Just give yourself a warm welcome back home. Back into this body. The posture, your breath, the elemental aspects. And see if you can stay with this piece of art, not moving. Giving yourself your full attention. Whatever is arising right now is okay. It's often our judgment about it or thinking it should be different that becomes our struggle. So if there's restlessness, what does restlessness feel like? Is it in the mind? Is it in the body? If it's in the body, what does it feel like? vibration, pulsation, tension. Just know it. Know that experience. If it's sleepiness, the same. What does sleepiness feel like? Can I know it? Not a problem. This is this body's experience right now. And still paying attention to your posture. I'm going to give a new instruction for standing practice. So if your body is okay standing right now, if not, please stay seated. But you don't need to open your eyes yet if they're closed. But really first, pay attention to what it takes to stand. There's so much that we do on autopilot. So first, pay attention to the intention. And then you can open your eyes and take it very slow. Watch and feel what muscles actually, if you think about it a lot, it's quite difficult to stand. What part of your body moves first? Hands, feet. So just take your time. This is part of the practice. Often we rush to get there, but right now there's no there. Slowly and safely move into standing. And really feeling the pressure of your feet on the floor. The hang of your arms. Strength of the spine. This one of the four postures: sitting, standing, lying down, walking. And just be here. Has anything changed in your body? Maybe the heart rate shifted. Maybe your breathing changed. Just paying attention. We don't need to change anything. The solidity of the body, the air moving through it, the temperature, these elemental aspects. Our body parts, arms, legs, spine, torso, neck, head. All part of this immediate process. Feet, hands. Breathing. If at any point this is uncomfortable, please feel free to sit. And now we will slowly sit together and again, watch what it takes. The intention to sit. And then what muscles get used. We don't want to just fall back down. So So what does it take to slowly, safely, intentionally sit back down? Again, knowing that you're in your body. The posture has shifted and changed. Maybe your breathing has changed. I'm realizing I'm liking the bell less and less these days because it signifies the end of something or the beginning of something. And on retreat, really helpful to see everything as a transition, right? So we can often hear that bell and be like, phew. And we fall out of our, you know, our sitting practice. It's like, oh, good, now I get to walk. And then we get tired of the walking practice. And we're like, phew, so glad that bell rang. Now I can sit. Or now I can eat. Or now the day's over. And so watch that. Because really, where are we going? There's nowhere to go. I don't mean here. I mean ever, in so many ways, right? We transition, we move from one thing to the next, and our bodies are what is doing that. So as you hear the bells today. Pay attention to what does it take to stand? Am I still present? Am I still here? Or have I left that portion of my retreat behind and I'm moving on to something else? Very helpful. So for walking practice today, it's so amazingly beautiful. You know, in Southern California right now, the report was it's in the hundreds. And I'm so grateful to see water. You know, when I take my shower, I'm used to very short showers because we're constantly in a drought. So also pay attention to what you're grateful for today. What's beautiful? What are you noticing that there's reason for joy? And how do you experience that in your body? What does joy feel like? What does gratitude feel like? We don't need to make anything up. It's just whatever's here, whatever's truly alive for you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/beherenow.